I'm David Dye. We traveled to Louisville, Kentucky today for a session recorded at a public radio music convention there where we had a chance to talk with Sloan, the band from Canada. They're making their first appearance on the show. They currently live in Toronto but grew up in Halifax, Nova Scotia, where they became part of a well-hyped indie rock scene there. The band has never really broken through in the States, although they have done quite well in Canada. They recently released a greatest hits collection there right before their current 30-song album, Never Hear the End of It. That's on their own Murder Records, actually the label they formed to start. We begin with this performance of a couple of songs from the new disc, beginning with Flying High Again.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, Sloan easing into it today, just like the new album
was
does.
Was that too much keyboard?
Just the right touch. Who taught you to live like that? And Flying High Again, begin the new album. The 30 songs on this record, and if you listen to it, the way it's paced, the way it's put together, it's hard to figure out who writes what in each song. But everybody writes.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sort of talking about how you pace the album and make it so cohesive. Did you work a lot on sequencing things?
I think we spent about 2 days in Chris's living room with little pieces of paper that were cut to the exact same, like say 4 inches would mean, you know, the song is 4 minutes in length, and there's like they're all color coded. Who sings it?
You're
and
kidding.
And we mapped it all out so that it would fit into four sides because we made it into a double record too. It was fun. Wasn't it good times, Chris?
It was good, and it was an exercise in my sort of anal retentive ways. And I think that you can even find it online. Some of us sort of putting that together, so it was pretty fun and a sort of dream come true for me.
Jay, you're the record collector.
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you still in? Much has made that that's what you do when you're not, you know, you come to a new town, you go looking for records. But in the days of downloads, do you do that as much, or is it?
In the days of downloads?
Now.
Am I allowed to say yes, or should I be saying no? Of course not. Yeah. Preposterous. Yes.
Yeah. The honest answer. Well, I was thinking of 30 songs. If you guys put this up on iTunes, if people download each song individually, you're making much more money. So it may have been a good move.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, they're calculating these guys. Well, what do you want to do next?
You mean more music here?
I think so.
Or what question do you want me to ask?
In general, what are we going to
do? We're going to do a couple songs here. This is a shorter one called Someone I Can Be True With, and we're going to go right into Patrick's song, Ill Place Trust. And these go like this.
Rust, promises rust, ill
Thank you.
Sloan are playing live today on the World Cafe, and we're hearing tunes from Never Hear the End of It, the new album that's out on their own Murder Records and on Yep Rock here in the USA. And they're making their cafe debut some more than 15 years after they started. And I remember when Smear came out. I introduced you guys as being from, there's a Smear fan. I introduced you guys as being from Toronto, but then it was the major thing was that you were from Halifax, and there was some ill-inspired trying to start it. Was there enough of a scene in Halifax at that time that the Halifax sound stuff made sense?
I think every town that gets that foisted upon them feels a bit embarrassed talking about it, especially after it obviously fizzled out and nobody really big came from there. But there were a lot of great bands from there. I don't know who remembers. There was Eric's Trip, and there was a group Hardship Post and Thrush Hermit and Jail and our group, and depending on how far out you go. But we had we knew a lot of people making great music, and there were a lot of great bands that went before us that never really made records that got out of town. And I think every city's like that.
And it's still a good time when you go back there. Big show for everybody. Is everybody?
Yeah, it's always a good show. It's always a really fun, money losing show to go all the way out there.
Now, as I mentioned, you've been together 15 plus years. Original members, nobody's left. Everybody's stayed. What's the secret? What's the longevity secret?
Do you want me to tell this story too? Do you want me to do it? Well, the boring secret is splitting the money four ways. And then the other secret, I guess, which is not really a secret, is giving everyone a chance to contribute creatively. And that way you're all in the same boat and you don't have... Andy Summers and Stuart Copeland furious that Sting's a billionaire. So none of us are billionaires. This way we're all billionaires.
Has everybody become writers? Was everybody a writer at the beginning?
The first record, I was kind of like, I knew Jay and I knew Andrew, so, and then we sort of made the band, and Patrick was the fourth guy, so I was kind of the central figure at first. And we all just sort of just encouraged everybody to write. And everybody started to sort of get stronger. Certainly by the third record, we were all at full strength. And then we just sort of, okay, three songs each. And that's the way it went until we did that record, Action Pack, with Tom Rothrock, where we went through a sort of selection process of what kind of songs should we do. And now we have so many that we all just, I got 12. Yeah, put them all on. Sure.
Does... this actually is true of a number of bands that are incredibly popular in Canada that think of the Tragically Hip that just don't translate in this side of the border for whatever reason. Do you scratch your heads about that, or does it matter at this point?
No, I think the question more than why didn't we make it here is like, why did we make it there? There are things in place for us, for Canadian bands. There are Canadian content regulations to help Canadian groups compete with Madonna or whoever, like to get on the radio. So we've been able to benefit from that. Although there are so many groups that are legitimately huge internationally from Canada now, Nickelback and Sum 41 or somebody I'm forgetting or whatever, but that eat up a lot of that Canadian content stuff. But we've definitely benefited from that over the years. And we've just spent more time here. We've never been here ever, so we don't deserve a big crowd here yet. But if we came back a few times.
Well, this sounds absolutely fabulous today, and I think everybody in the room will be back for another show. But you want to play a couple more?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I got the feeling that there's something wrong, but I can't put my finger on it. It's just a sense and it won't last too long. But now I can't feel my fingers. Did you have to anyway? Or could you save it for another day? Cause if I was you, I want that feeling back for good. Thank you.
but they still have a spot right between their eyes. And it takes most people every single day to know they even have one. And this thing about identification, it just fools those people and it's giving their lives away. So many times I knew I wasted time. People behind me in line, breaking the banks and being up to fine. About all those people behind me in line, well, they're gonna try all the things in their lives that they shouldn't try. But I'm gonna learn to believe in my life until the day that I die. And think about imagination. Said it takes most people every single day. And the thing about identification, it just fools those people and just give their lives away. But it only got the one.
Patrick Penland, Jay Ferguson, Chris Murphy, and Andrew Scott are Sloan, and I'm sorry, who's playing keyboards?
Gregory McDonald. Let's hear it for Gregory.
Hey, who doesn't mind a little keyboard now and then?
Sloan, our guest. Thanks a lot for playing, guys.
Thanks for having us. Thank you all for coming, studio audience.
And we'll be back in a moment on the World Cafe.